Shalom to all. And today we're starting a brand new Seder, Seder Nashim with a brand new Masech, the Masech Yavamas. And just like we're starting the Seder and Masech together, we should be going to finish it together. And of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And today's Daf and Masech and all of Yerushalmi sponsor Le'ilu Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sarabas, Miyakim Maisha, B'schos all the Torah being learned. Her Nisham should have a tremendous Aliyah, and she should be a male teacher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. Now, a little bit about this Masech. The Torah teaches about two related mitzvahs, Yibum and Chalitza. Let's say, for example, we have two brothers, could be more, but we're going to start with two. And as you guess, their names are Reuven and Shimon. If you want, they can be Beryl and Shmuel or Joe and Jake. We're just going to use Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven, brother one, is married and he dies without children. So his brother, Shimon, has a mitzvah Yibum to marry the Almana, the widow. What's the purpose of this? So the Pasuk tells us, Lahakim la'achiv shem, to establish a name and a continuity for his deceased brother. Now Shimon is called the Yavam, the widow is the Yavama, and the act is called Yibum. Now there's no desire for Yibum, so Chalitza is performed, which is a whole ceremony that severs the bond between the two. Now the death of his brother Reuven creates this bond automatically, that's called Zikas Yibum, and until one of the two, either Yibum or Chalitza, are done, she's usher to get married to somebody else. Now, when they're multiple brothers, so the Zika and the Mitzvah is actually on all of them, though obviously only one of them is able to do the Mitzvah. Now, there are certain situations, as we're going to be learning in the very first Mishnah, that there's no Zika Yibum at all. Yibum is not allowed, and Chalitza is not required. And that is when the Yavama is an Erva. Plural of Erva is a Rayos. We know this is the term used when a particular relationship between a man and woman is not allowed, so she's called an Erva. And let's take a simple example. Let's say Reuven is married to his niece, Shimon's daughter, and then he dies. So Shimon has no mitzvah of Yibum to marry the Almana because it's his daughter. However, the Mishnah is going to take this a step further. We know that up until a bit more than 1,000 years ago, it was halachically acceptable and fairly the norm as well for a man to marry multiple wives. Now, co-wives are called tsarais. Each one is the tsara of the other. So now, taking our example that we just had before, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter, his niece. But in this case, he has another wife as well besides for his niece. So this woman is considered erva to her yavam. And therefore, when Reuven dies without children, not only is the erva, Shimon's daughter, pater, but she also paters her tsara, her co-wife. That's called tsaras erva. It's the co-wife of the erva, and both of them are pater from Yibum and Chalitza. And how Mishnah tells us, we're going to see in a minute, that this goes ad soif ha'olam, that when one of the original wives is an erva to the yavam, that's going to create a pater for all the subsequent tsarais. For example, and pay attention, we have, let's say, four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. And Reuven's married to his niece, Shimon's daughter. We're going to call her Shimona. And Reuven has another wife, and we're going to call her Rachel. So Reuven dies without children, and now brother Levi, who by the way is already married to a woman named Leah, he does Yibum to Reuven's wife, Rachel. Remember, Rachel is the tsara of Shimona. So Levi does Yibum to Rachel. Then Levi dies without children, so his two wives, Leah and Rachel, fall to the remaining two brothers, Shimon and Yehuda. Now, if Shimon would want to do Yibum, he would not be able to. That's because since Rachel was tsaras erva of Shimona, so not only is she pater, but she also paters her new tsara, Leah. Now, let's say we continue this. The remaining brother, Yehuda, who of course is married to Yehudis, he's miyabim Leah, Levi's original wife, and then he dies without children. So now we have Leah and Yehudis falling in Yibum to Shimon. They're still up to her, and that's because Leah was originally the tsara of Rachel, who was originally the tsara of Shimona, who was the original erva. So not only is Leah pater, but Yehudis as well is pater, because she's the tsara of the tsara of the tsara of the erva. She's Leah's tsara. And this keeps on going all the way down the line with multiple brothers, multiple situations. Erva is always going to pater her tsara and her tsara's tsara, so on and so forth. So now knowing that, the Mishnah tells us as follows. There's 15 women. Then when they fall to Yibum, not only are they going to be pater in Yibum, but they also pater their tsaras and their tsara's tsaras from Chalitza and Yibum ad soifa olam, forever and ever, or ad infinitum if you want to use a fancy word. Now before we read the list of the 15 women, we're not going to be describing each one in detail for two reasons. Firstly, the Gemara discusses many of them, so we're just going to wait to the Gemara. And secondly, these are quite convoluted to explain all the different relations and how exactly each one is considered an erva. And without a visual, it's a pretty big challenge to be able to understand it, and it tends to confuse as opposed to clarifying. Now, there are very helpful diagrams available out there for those who find diagrams helpful, although really the best way to truly understand these is to just grab a pen and paper and map them out on your own. So with that being said, the Mishnah tells us, who are these 15 women? Bitai, ubas benai. His daughter, his daughter's daughter, or his son's daughter. Now, the first one points out over here, then we say bitai, that means bitai me'anu sasei. He was ma'anes. He violated a woman, and a daughter was born from that union. And the reason why that has to be is because the next case in the Mishnah Mishnah is talking about his wife whom he married. So when we say Bita over here, it's referring to Bita Menusasai. So that's why the Mishnah continues, Bas Ishtai, the daughter of his wife, Ubas Beno Bas Bita, or the daughter of her son, or the daughter of her daughter. The next grouping is V'chamayse, his mother-in-law, V'im Chamayse, V'im Chamiv, or the mother of his mother-in-law, or the mother of his father-in-law. Next grouping is Achayse, his sister, V'chayse Imai, or the sister of his mother, V'chayse Ishtai, or the sister of his wife. And lastly, Eshes Achiv Mi'imai, the wife of his brother from his mother, meaning a maternal brother's wife. Him and his brother share the same mother, so that brother's wife, Ve'ishas Achiv Shaloya Bailamai, and the wife of his brother who wasn't alive, Shaloya Bailamai, which means we have two brothers, and the second brother was born after the first brother had already passed away. That's called Ishas Achiv Shaloya Bailamai. There's no Yibam over there. And lastly, Ve'kalasai, his daughter-in-law. Before we discuss case of the Mishnah, we get into general discussion regarding Yibam. We have a brass that tells as follows, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Matzis Toyachel, that they shall be eaten as matzois, and what does it teach us? Mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah. Now, the reason why the Bryce is pointing this out is as follows. The Pasuk tells us regarding the Neiseres, that which is left over for a mincha after the kmitzah is taken out and burned on the Mizbeach, the words are, V'neiseres mimeno yechlu Aaron uvanov, that which is left over from it, Aaron and his sons shall eat. And then the Pasuk tells us, Matzis Teyachel should be eaten as matzois. Now, this seems to be redundant, that it shall be eaten. It just said before that Aaron and his sons can eat it. So, why does it have to repeat itself, Matzis Teyachel? And that's why the Bryce is saying, the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah. Now, what's the emphasis over here? So, the Bryce continues, since the carbon mincha was originally in a grouping, in a klal, and had a general heter on it, v'nesser, then it became aser, v'chazer, v'hotra, and then once again became mutter, so yachal tachsel teirishon, you might think that it goes back to the original heter, tamaloymer, matzis teyachel, as the pasuk says, matzis teyachel, that tells us mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah, and it's not with its original heter. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the Brisa is referring to. The Brisa continues, though, k'yaitzibai similarly, the pasuk tells us, yivama yavai aleha, that her yivama should come on her, meaning this is the mitzvah of yibam, mitzvah, and this tells us that it's a mitzvah. And why do we have to point this out? That's because originally she was in the klal of heter, v'nesser, and she became aser, v'chazer, v'hotra, then she became mutter again. Yachal tachsar l'teir risha, and you might think she goes back to the original heter, tamalem, so the pasuk says, yivam yavel aleha, and it tells us mitzvah, and it's not back to the original heter. So let's understand this braisa. Rabbi Yosi, pasur masnisa, Rabbi Yosi explains this braisa as follows, that matzus teachel mitzvah. What does this mean? Lefi shayse b'chal heter, ad sheloy hikdisha, since this flour and oil that was the karban mincha, it had a general heter before he was makdashet as a karban mincha, writes a loychal oichel, sheloy loychal, einoy oichel. If the kain wanted, he could have eaten it. If he didn't want to, he didn't have to eat it because it was just plain regular flour and oil. Then Igdisha, the moment became Kaddish as a mincha. Vinesra, now it became Aser. No one's allowed to eat it. And then Karev Kumtsa, once the kaimetz, the scoop was taken out and put on the Mizbeach, V'chaz V'hotra, and now becomes Mutter again, as the Pasuk says, V'hanusera Sumena, Yoichlu Aaron Uvanov, so it's allowed to be eaten. Yachal Tachzer L'Teir Rishon, you might think that now just goes back to the original Heter, right? So Leichel, Eichel, Shaloi Leichel, Eino Eichel, that if he wants, he could eat it. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to eat it. So Tamalimar, to that, the Pasuk repeats itself and says, Matzis Toyachel, and that teaches us mitzvah, that the Kohen has the mitzvah to eat it, and he can't just say, I don't want to eat it. According to some of Farshim, that means that the Kohen who brought the Mincha, he has to eat it. It can't say that, you know, let another Kohen eat it. And that's where the emphasis in this Pasuk is. And now that once again, this flour and oil became mutter to eat, it's actually a mitzvah to eat, and he can't get out of it. And Rabbi Yosi continues explaining the Braisa, okay, it's by similarly, the Pasuk tells us, Yivama Yavai Aleha, mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah of Yibam, and what's the emphasis? Lefishai Sebachal Heter, Achel Loi Nisiz La'achiv. Originally, this woman was mutter to him before she married his brother. Ratzal lichna is kindness, shalom lichna is ina kindness. If he wanted to, he could have married her. If not, he didn't have to. Aronis l'achiv, she married his brother, Vanessa, and then she became aser to him. Mesach ublei banim, but then his brother died without children. Chazer v'hotra, now she goes back to her heter because she's not married to his brother anymore. Yachal tachsel l'teir rishain, you might think she goes back to the original heter. Ratzal lichna is kindness, shalom lichna is ina kindness. Now he has a free choice. If he wants, he can marry her. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to marry her. So to that, Tamalem, the pasuk says, Yivama yavei aleha, mitzvah, that the mitzvah is to do yibum, meaning right now he has two options. Yibum is marrying her, or chalitza is not marrying her. So that's the pasuk's emphasizing that no, the mitzvah now is that he should marry her before doing chalitza. And that's what the Brisa is telling us. Again, this is Shitas Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara continues, Rav Huna pasur masnisa. Rav Huna explains the Brisa differently. Then when the pasuk says, matzis teachel mitzvah, that's teaching us a mitzvah. What's the chedesh? Alpha and based on the top. Since it's flour and oil of the karb mincha was in this klal of a heter before it became a mincha, if the person wanted to, he could have eaten it as chametz. He could have just eaten his regular geshmak chametz loaves, or if he wanted to, he could have made it into matzah. But then it became aser as a karban mincha, and no one was allowed to eat it. And then when the chametz was taken out of it, it's now once again mutter to eat. So you might think it goes back to the original heter that you're able to eat it in whichever way you want. Tamalaymar, matzah siachel, mitzvah. That's why the pasuk tells us that no, it has to be eaten as matzois, and there is no other option. You can't eat it as chametz. So that's the first part of the braisa. Continuing with the braisa, kiyotz by seruli, yivama yavai aleha, mitzvah. What do we learn from here? Lefisha is a bechal heter. She was originally a klal of a heter, meaning actually nisa la'achiv before she married his brother. If this fellow Yisrael would have married her, he could have married her l'shem tayar. That means either for beauty or just to be able to say that he's married, or he could have married her for her money, meaning he could have had some sort of other motive for marrying this woman. And then he says l'achiv v'nasra, she married his brother, so she becomes asur to him. And then meis achiv b'lo banim, his brother died without children, chazav v'hotcher, she now is mutter again. Yachol tachsol hetayr rishon, you might think she goes back to the original heter, ratzolachnas l'shem tayar kindness l'shem mamon kindness. You might think that the yavam is allowed to marry her just l'shem tayar for beauty or for her money. So tamalim, so the pasuk says yavama yavay aleha mitzvah. That tells us he has to marry her l'shem mitzvah, meaning when he's marrying his yavama, he can't have any other motive in mind. He can't think, oh, she's beautiful or she has a lot of money, that's why I'm marrying her. He has to marry her for the mitzvah of yibum, as we'd say in the introduction, l'hakim l'achiv shem. And that has to be his kavana when he's marrying her. And that's what the Brice is telling us. That says the Gemara Asid Rav Chuna ka'Abba Shol. This marrow of Chuna, which is really Rav Huna, this explanation of the Brice seems to go like Abba Shol. The Tanu of a Brice, Abba Shol, Emer, he says, ha'kainas is vimta l'shum noy, l'shum dvar machirim. Someone who marries his yavama because of beauty or for some other reason, ha'reza be'ila znus. That's considered a be of znus because he married her with improper intentions. V'karav le'as havlad mamzer. We can even be close to saying that a child born from that union is considered a mamzer because he wasn't allowed to marry her, and therefore the child would be a mamzer. So we see from here, according to Abba Shol and Rav Huna, that when one marries their yavama, it has to be done with the proper intentions to be kind in the midst of yibum and not for any other motive. Now, once we mention Abba Shol, says the Gemara, Ma Abba Shol Rabbi Kiva. What does Rabbi Shol hold? Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva Amar, Yesh Mamzer by Yivama. Rabbi Kiva holds that there's a mamzer by yavama. What does this mean? So this has to do with the machlokes of what type of forbidden union between a man and a woman creates a mamzer. The Chum hold that if the iser for this man and woman to be together is an iser kares, so then a child born from that union is a mamzer, but not if the iser is lighter. However, Rabbi Kiva holds that even if their iser to be together is just a lav that one is going to receive malchus for, so a child born from them is a mamzer. Now it seems to be that Abba Shol is going to Rabbi Kiva, because Abba Shol is treating this fellow who did yibum with the wrong intentions as if the yibum didn't happen at all, and that's no different than a random person marrying this yivama, which is an iser lav that would come along with malchus. But nonetheless, Abba Shol said, karvlias havlad mamzer, that the vlad is very possibly mamzer, as it seems to be he's going to cheat this Rabbi Kiva, which is a das yachid. He's not the rabbim. Sigmar says, no, that's not so. Mad om Rabbi Kiva be yivama shazinsa. Rabbi Kiva was talking about a yivama that was mezane, meaning a regular woman who's yivama that's mezane with a random man and she doesn't marry her yavam. So Rabbi Kiva is a das yachid over there that the child would be a mamzer. Whereas mad om Abba Shol be yivim tay. Abba Shol is referring to his yavama. When the yavam marries the yavama, but he does so in an improper way with improper intentions, that's not just an iser lav, that's a very high level. Since the yavam with the yavama, this is an iser of eishes ach. Since he was miyabim in the improper way, it's like he's living with his brother's wife without the mitzvah of yibum, and that's what karvli yosef lav mamzer. So we see that Abba Shol does not hold a Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara brings yet another memra regarding the importance of a yavam having proper intentions when he marries his yavama. Asik Rabbi Yosef bar Chalafta, this is like Rabbi Yosef bar Chalafta. Rabbi Yosef bar Chalafta yibum as eishes achiv. Rabbi Yosef bar Chalafta, he was miyabim his brother's wife. Chamish harisha is charash. He plowed five plowings, which is a euphemism for tashmish. He had tashmish five times. V'chamish netiyah is nata, and he planted five saplings, which is referring to having five children from the yavama. V'derech sadin ba'al, and these be'ilois were through a sheet. He wanted to minimize his physical pleasure with her as much as possible, so everything was done through a sadin, through a sheet, because he wanted to do everything with the proper intention that he was just being the kind of the mitzvah of yibum. And who were his children? Elu hain, these are them. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Chalafta Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Dimlos Rabbi Yasi. So we see that he birthed five very holy special children. And now going on to discuss certain psukim of yibum and where it applies and doesn't. Except the pasuk tells us, "Ervas eishes zechicha le'segale, do not reveal the erva of the wife of your brother." And this is the pasuk that tells us that the person is not allowed to marry his brother's wife. Now, just having this pasuk, mashma, who this is mashma, bein eishes achv me'aviv, bein eishes achv me'imai, that this iser of marrying his brother's wife applies to both a brother from his father and brother from his mother, meaning if they share the same father or even share the same mother. Also, bein eishes achv shayi b'lamai, bein eishes achv shloi b'lamai, this applies to a brother's wife, whether he was alive at the same time as his brother, or even if he was born after his brother died. Bein l'chaim bein l'achar misa, this is mashma while his brother's still alive, or even after his brother died. Bein she'ish le'banim, bein she'ein le'banim, this is also mashma whether his brother has children or he doesn't have children. In other words, iser of eishes achiv applies in every situation that he's never allowed to marry his brother's wife. But then hoter mechlalai de yibum. Now we have a heter to this general iser through yibum, as the pasuk says, if his brother dies without children, so then he has a mitzvah of yibum. Now yachal l'chol davar, you might think that applies to everything, meaning there's a mitzvah to marry his brother's wife in every situation, no matter if it's a brother from a mother, brother from a father, that he was alive at the same time as his brother, or he wasn't alive at the same time, or his brother has children, doesn't have children. So to that, the Brice says no. Namar kind of says over here, by the mitzvah of Yibum, ki yeshu achim yachtov, when brothers live together, that's the way the parsha of Yibum starts out. Namar Lanin says over there, when Yosef's brothers were talking to him in Mitzrayim, shneim asra avadecha achim anachnu, your servants are 12 brothers, ma achim shenemar lahalon, ba achim mino avakas medaber, just like the brothers over there, when the brothers were talking to Yosef, that's referring to brothers who share the same father, they all the same father, which was Yaakov, Yinu, not the same mother. So av achim shenamar kan ba achim eno av. So to the brothers it said over here in regards to yibum, that's only brothers that share the same father. So the mitzvah of yibum is only with paternal brothers, not maternal brothers. Then when the pasuk says yachtov by yibum, that tells us pral eish zachav shloi by lamai. It excludes the wife of a brother who wasn't alive, which means again if the surviving brother was born after the original brother died, so there's no yibum. Then when the pasuk says by yibum umes echad mehem, one of them died. What do we learn from here? Hein b'chayim, that when he was alive, afilu girshu umes zupatura, that if even he had divorced her and then died, so she's pater. And then the pasuk by yibum tells us ubein ein loy, he doesn't have a son. That teaches us ha im yash loy ben, that if the brother who had died had a child, so then she's pater, meaning there's no yibum. Continues kasus k'siv, the pasuk says kichal asher yasim kol teves ha'ila v'nechersu, anyone who does any of these teves will receive kares. Now this is a general pasuk regarding all arayas, and that's what the gemara tells us. Valoy eishes achi v'chal kol arayas havas, the erva of his brother's wife is included in all the other types of arayas that the pasuk mentions. V'hotcher mechal de yibum, but there's a heter to that iser through yibum, as we just said, if the brother dies without children, so now not only is it mutter, but it's actually a mitzvah to marry his brother's wife. So therefore, yachal, you might think afshar kol arayas hotcher mechal de yibum, that all other arayas as well, there's a heter to them through yibum. In other words, like what we had mentioned at the beginning of the mishnah, we have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to his niece Shimon's daughter, and then he dies without children. So you might think the gemara is saying right now that Shimon has a mitzvah to marry his daughter, because since there's a mitzvah of yibum and that permits the erva of brother's wife, so maybe it permits other arayas, for example in this case his daughter, or one of the other arayas mentioned in Mishnah as well, be the same thing. Then again, since there's a mitzvah of yibum and that matters the erva of eishes achiv, so maybe it matters other types of arayas. So to that the gemara says, based on what Alpha on top, Reb Zayir tells us b'shem Reb Yisrael Chanina, that no, we have a drasha aleha aleha. There's a pasuk that asks a man to marry his wife's sister, meaning he's not allowed to marry two sisters. The pasuk says as follows: Isha lachaisa loisikach litzur legalis ervasa aleha bechayeha. And then we have the pasuk over here: Yavama yavai aleha. So we have a drasha aleha aleha. What does the teacher says? The gemara: Yavama yavai aleha ma aleha shenamar alon ba'achin minha avakasa medaber. Just like the word aleha that says over there by yibum, that's referring to brothers from the father, as we just established beforehand in the gemara that the mitzvah of yibum is only with brothers from a father. Af aleha shenamar kan ba'achin minha avakasa medaber. So to the aleha that said over here, the iser of marrying two sisters, that's referring to brothers from a father. In other words, we learn from this pasuk of the iser of marrying sisters that applies even when we have two brothers married to two sisters, one of them dies without children, there still is an iser for the surviving brother to marry his wife's sister, who also is his yavama in this case. And we learn from there to all the other arayas as well, that if the yavama has another iser erva on her, so then there's no mitzvah yibum. Another way of saying this is that the only erva that becomes mattered through yibum is the erva of brother's wife. That's taken away and there's a mitzvah of yibum. But if there's another erva, sister-in-law, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, one of the ones mentioned in the Mishnah, then there's no mitzvah of yibum. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.